know how to pray, your prayers will guide you in what to do. Now, let's relate the stages of prayer in regard to witnessing. Prayer preparation. There are several ways in which we can pray in regard to witnessing. First of all, praying for the opportunity. Sounds nice, doesn't it? People think. Doggone it, think. Let's say I start out my morning and motivated from this message, from something you read, by the Holy Spirit, whatever, to witness. So I get up this morning and I pray, give me an opportunity. Give me an opportunity. Okay, you leave the house. Boy, you've got a lot to do. I mean, you've got some appointments, you've got things that have got to be accomplished, you've got to be done. Now, let me just have fun here. I don't have time to stop and help that guy broken down in the car. I don't have time to stop and talk to this person in the office. I don't have time. I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Then don't pray that morning because you don't mean it. Do you? Well, my desire was wonderful. You know, a lot of people have a desire to have a most phenomenal physical body. But you better be ready to spend several hours every day in the gym. You better be ready to do aerobics. You better be ready to do resistance training. You better be ready to eat correctly and do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. We would all like to have a wonderful body. But we all aren't going to pay the price, are we? No, we don't have the time. And a lot of us, if we have the time, we're not going to do it. I got better things to do than sweat for an hour and a half in the gym. Okay, people. Prayer and witnessing. Just be ready. Because I want to tell you something. I'm going to word it humorously. Sometimes God answers prayer. Sometimes he pulls a sneaky on you and he answers your prayer. And you have a wreck. So that you can witness. If we were able to talk to God, why did I have the rest today? I got so much to do. Why did you hit me? You dummy! Why did you hit? You came out of nowhere and the wreck of, and I don't have time. The car's broken. What is going on? If God can answer, hey, you asked this. You asked for this. What do you mean I asked for this? I didn't ask for this. Yes, you did. That's the only way you would have met this person. Well, then I didn't mean the prayer. I didn't mean that one. Don't take me so seriously. Prayer preparation. Praying for the opportunity. People think before you pray. Do you really want an opportunity to hear the gospel? With an unbeliever or a believer, do you really want it? Because if you don't, then don't try to strap it on God. Don't deceive him. So in your prayer preparation, think about it. I want the opportunity. I hope no one in this room I hope no one here has never witnessed. In other words, I hope every one of you have. If you haven't, you are just losing out on one of the greatest privileges of life to tell someone else the good news of the gospel. Whether they believe or not. Sometimes people don't want to witness because they'll say no. They're not saying no to you. And there aren't too many guys that won't at least try a conversation with a lovely lady somewhere, even if it's just something, you know, warm today, isn't it? You know, something. But they're not turning you down when you witness. They're turning him down. They're turning him down. But in prayer preparation, just be sure in regard to your prayer in preparing and praying for the opportunity to witness. Now, in the prayer for the opportunity, also goes with this, then if you're going to be into this, is prayer for that unbeliever or the believer who needs to be restored. I'm using both of them here. You got to pray for them. Holy Spirit working and preparing them. Preparing them for the truth. And I'm going to throw in a third one in regard to prayer. The third area, one opportunity, two for the unbeliever believer, and three, I'm just going to call it this word so we can talk about it, for wisdom. And by wisdom, I mean flexibility. How to say it, how to go about it, how to word it, so that that person will not be offended and there'll be a wrong issue. That it'll be, if they are offended, I want them offended because they're offended by Jesus Christ himself, not because of the way I said it. Well, I hope you're a Christian because I'm going to kill you for hitting my car. That's not the right way to witness. So there's a flexibility.